Morning, folks. Welcome to the Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390 and WFIW-FM Fairfield, Illinois. Appreciate you tuning in this morning. One of those, I don't do it all that often, Wheeze, but it just seems like whenever I do it, you're here.
Well, backup plan?
No, well, no, 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 no. One of those days that I talk sports.
Oh, okay.
All day long.
Those are the good days.
Those are the great days.
Although, I'm going to have to start calling you Karen Smith out here, though.
Why
given
is that?
The weather report with the 60% chance of raining as you look out the window when it's raining.
As it's raining. So, am I supposed to change it then to 100% chance,
I guess?
You
say it's 100% chance that it's raining right now.
Well, here.
I don't know if you ever seen Mean Girls or not, but that was the Karen Smith.
Oh, is that? Okay, now I've seen parts of it, but yeah. I haven't seen the whole thing.
She's given the weather report because her chest can predict rain. It was a 60% chance that it's already raining. That was her weather report.
I get it. I do get it. That's a good one. That's Tina Fey.
Yeah, she's in that.
Well, she
Amy
wrote
Peller's
it.
In it.
She wrote the.
Amy Peller.
You need to pull that thing a little closer.
A little
to
closer.
You. Yeah, a little closer to you.
You calling me short?
No, not at all. Not at all. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the show, Brian Turner, Brian Wheeze Turner from the Wayne County Press.
Glad to be here.
I saw your picture in a paper last night, by the way. You're looking good.
Oh, giving away money,
yeah. How about that? Jeff Wright came from behind, huh?
Yeah, he actually had a lead and blew it, and then come back and won it in the last week.
Really? See, we do that out here, too, but we don't give away, T-shirts. And me and Lynn, face each other in that, and we're both terrible.
With print media being the future of the news,
you guys
industry.
Have the gigantic yeah. dollars to give away.
Right.
It all comes clear.
Working in the dying industry.
Join the club.
Just try not to think about it.
No, we're going to talk sports today. And last night I was
telling. Good day to talk about it.
You ain't a kidding. Last night I was talking to Wheeze here before we went on the show, telling him how my night went.
Your rookie move.
Stop it.
Amateur.
Stop it. they'd already extended the game.
Tell
the
him.
Game time was already extended. So anyway, last night I'm rooting Clemson, right? I don't like Nick Saban.
Because you root against Alabama.
I root against Alabama.
Right.
I don't like Saban.
The Patriots of college football.
Well, ever since you root against the Patriots too, everyone.
Obviously.
Yeah, and since
Duke.
But I've got good reason. 1982. I mean, we killed Bear Bryant for crying out loud. The Illini were the last game Bear Bryant won. He died like a month after that, the Liberty Bowl. And they cheated to win that. They made our quarterback throw interceptions like three in a row.
That's cheating.
They hurt one quarterback. They hurt Tony Eason and then made our backup quarterback come in and throw three interceptions.
And who would have thought hurting Tony Eason would be a bad thing?
It worked
actually,
out.
His college career wasn't bad.
He had a great
NFL,
college career.
NFL, not so much.
Yeah, he had a solid NFL career. Just, you know, he got the Super Bowl.
He's just in that class, too.
Yeah, that's right. I'm disliking Alabama, right? So the game's going on. I'm watching this game, having a good time, and Alabama is just like hammering Clemson. On every play, there are people from Clemson limping off the field. They are getting hit so hard in the early going, it's just it looks like a bloodbath.
I say, and hammering is an apt description considering it was Bo Scarborough that was doing it.
Yeah. And, well, though that was him on offense. Then.
Yeah.
The defensive guys were doing it, too. And so I'm thinking, oh, my gosh, this is not a physical contest. Alabama is just drilling these guys. And then Bo Scarborough gets that second touchdown. Runs around the left end, right?
14-0.
14-0. About 12 minutes. I'm thinking all the way through this, okay, get Clemson – get to the halftime, going down 7 points, you'll be all right. Being only seven. I didn't think they were going to score later in the half.
My pregame prediction was 30-21, but I thought it would be like a late touchdown to get to the 21.
Yeah.
So it was going about like I thought it would.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a dominating performance. So Scarborough scores that touchdown, right, for Alabama. So I think, to heck with this. I can't watch this whole thing anyway. I'm TiVoing the rest of this, and I'll just go ahead and watch something else for about a half an hour before I go to bed. And that's what I do. And when I go to bed, I read for a while, and I'm laying there. It's about an hour and a half after I left the game. I may as well check the score. So I pull up my little iTab thing or whatever you call them, Verizon tablet, and it's dead. Battery's dead. It won't let me check the score.
So you went down to the living room to pull up the game and check?
No. So I just went to bed.
That's a long walk, isn't it?
I'm not going downstairs. So I'm sitting there, and I turn over, go to bed. I wake up in the morning, right? Game's over. Had apparently just ended.
Let's see, you were up at 3:15, you said?
I got up at 4.
At 4. See, I was up until, was it 1 o'clock or so watching the game.
Yeah. And so I checked my phone to see the score. Oh, my gosh, it's the greatest BCS championship game ever, which I disagree with. I haven't even watched it yet, and I'm going to disagree with. I mean, it's going to have to
be a political pundit.
Hey, I hate to bring this up, Mr. USC, but it's going to have to be pretty good. It's going to have to be like the best football game of all time to beat USC Texas.
It was a great game, but recency bias is leading to a lot of that. Is it better than last year's championship?
That was a great game, too.
Was it better than the Rose Bowl a week ago?
Probably not, because that was a great football game. The Penn State USC game. All right, so I see that. I think, and then everybody keeps talking about how long the game goes, late into the night. Well, you know, I advanced my TiVo
30 minutes,
thinking that was going to be enough, and I think, then I start doing the math in my head. That's not enough. I check it, and I see Alabama score their last touchdown, and then I don't see the end of it.
Was not the last.
The last 2 minutes of the game. I missed the last 2 minutes of the game.
See, I had the DVR as well because I had girls basketball last night here, and look, I stayed here in town on purpose, knowing I was wanting to watch this game, so I didn't start it till about 9:30. But I was smart enough to put 90 minutes on.
Why do you be hurtful like that?
It's kind of what I do. I get away with it. So,
well, you also though had the chance to see the celebrations and stuff afterward. I guess.
Although I did go, like you said, it was late. I went to bed after the game. I didn't stick around for any. I don't even know who got a MVP or any of that.
It was a quarterback.
It had Deshaun to be Watson. But.
Yeah. He also, I guess, when he was getting the MVP or at some point, already declared for declared for the NFL draft.
I think he might have known before the game.
You think? who's gonna get in, by the way?
He's probably hoping not Cleveland.
It's going to be Cleveland.
See, and he's still got to work on his game a little bit. He looked better last year than he did this year until the last two or three games. He did turn it on in the big games, which I guess he did last year.
All right, tell me what happened last night.
I say, we talked about Scarborough. He got hurt. I thought that was a big difference.
How did Scarborough get hurt? Because Scarborough was running roughshod over Clemson when I went to bed.
He's 245 pounds of rocked up muscle. He's bigger than every linebacker Clemson had and half of their starting defensive linemen.
Wow. And he's big. And he's fast.
But His MO has been injury prone. He missed a couple of games earlier this year. He was actually only third on the team in rushing behind the sophomore.
Probably behind the quarterback, too, wasn't he?
And then the quarterback was right around 900. Actually, if you go by NFL standards with the stats, they would have had 2,000 yard rushers, neither one of which are named Bo Scarborough.
Wow.
But in college, sacks count against rushing yards and passing.
Yeah.
So he finished 8-something. But Damien Harris was the guy that actually led him in rushing. And he came in. He's a pretty good player, but he's not Bo Scarborough.
Right.
And I think that made a big difference.
How'd Scarborough get hurt?
A guy landed on his leg and rolled it, extended his ankle.
Still there in the first half?
Might have been early third quarter.
Okay.
But
how'd Clemson get their touchdown in the first half?
Let's see. That one was
Watson was throwing touchdowns all over the place.
Yeah. I remember the last one was obviously the pick play to Renfro, which is everyone's favorite goal line play now.
It works.
As a former DB, it drives me nuts seeing those
illegal
picks.
Yeah, and it worked. They said after the game he picked him.
Oh, yeah. It's obvious, but you're not going to call that in that situation.
No.
Just like the Packer Hail Mary last week. Why would you not push off? They're not going to call it. I mean,
I was trying to think, you were talking about that play. Well, what was illegal about the Packer Hail Mary? He did put his hands on the guy.
He pushed and extended. And
he didn't push that hard.
I can't use names, but I remember a prison guard talking about massaging reports.
Oh, really?
that was a similar situation.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
But, no, and actually Jalen Hurt made that run, the last touchdown you saw, where he just squirted through the middle. And I'm sitting there thinking, this is a true freshman quarterback trying to become the first second true freshman to ever win national championship.
Right.
Since, can you name the first?
Jamel Holloway. I saw it last night. I wouldn't have been able to, but I watched it live. I saw that live in
85 Oklahoma.
85, 86 Oklahoma.
Do you remember why he was starting as a true freshman?
Hold on a second. J.C. Watts graduated or something, or left early or what? J.C. Watts was a little before that.
That was before that. They had a big, tall, white kid.
Troy Aikman left.
Aikman got hurt, and Holloway had to take over.
Yeah, that's right.
That was before he left.
Oh, okay.
he got hurt that year, and he took over, and they went 11-0, won the national championship.
Well, you saw,
and then Holloway was entrenched as the starter, so Aikman went to.
Did you see the highlights whenever they showed the Jamel Holloway throwing the pass at the end of the to be the first national champ who caught the pass?
No,
that's Keith Jackson.
Oh yeah, yeah,
and he was
college Hall of Famer.
Yeah, and he was outrunning everybody. Keith Jackson was a great,
unbelievable tight end.
Unbelievable tight end.
He was one of my favorite NFL players with the Eagles in the late '80s, early '90s.
You know, the thing is, Keith Jackson might have been one of the best tight ends, top two or three tight ends in the NFL before somebody named Gronkowski.
Well, Gonzalez come along before that. But
yeah, I guess you'd have to give him.
And
Gonzalez.
Are you going to sleep on Todd Christensen?
I hope not. I was thinking Aaron Hernandez, but that probably, he was pretty good tight end.
He put you to sleep.
So Alabama comes. So Clemson comes. Were you surprised at the outcome?
A little bit, yeah. I mean, when Hurt scored that, and I was sitting there thinking, this is a true freshman playing on a Nick Saban Alabama team. He's probably not good enough to go pro early.
No.
Is this guy going to be the next Tebow as far as four-year college player to win two or three championships?
Yeah.
That was going through my head watching that game last night.
So you still didn't know with 2 minutes to go, you'd avoided.
I stayed off social media. I started the game at 9:30, basically ignored the world, and started it and watched it from 9:30 to 1:30 or whatever it was.
No kidding.
Yeah.
That must have been a lot of fun.
That's hard to do in this day and age.
Yeah, yeah.
Sports is always better with Twitter.
We see our friend Marty invited me to go to Mount Vernon to go watch that thing. I don't know if he ended up making it. He was going to go over there to watch it at the at one of the TV places over there.
TV places.
And I said, Marty, I can't do that. You'll get home. He probably would have gotten home last night at midnight or later.
If then, yeah.
If they stayed.
Like I said, I don't know what time it actually ended in real time because I was watching on DVRs.
What a game, though. I mean, that's what makes people keep watching college football, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's best TV there is live sports.
And you know, folks make my brother was making fun of Meryl Streep didn't watch the best football game of all time or something like that because you know she wasn't watching the arts or she wasn't watching football.
She's got her own drama chops.
We'll be back in just a minute. Morning, folks. Welcome back to the Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390 and WFIW-FM. Fairfield, Illinois. It's 928. It is 53 degrees. It's raining. Still raining a little bit outside.
100% chance.
100% chance now of rain. As I'm joined, we're talking football here. I've got Wheeze on the show, Brian Wheeze Turner. And, okay, did anything surprise you from the weekend of the wild card weekend? Four bad games. That really,
unfortunately, the Raider game didn't surprise me.
You know, Connor Cook did his
awful.
Best.
He's awful.
He's not that bad.
He was awful in college. Go party with Joey Bosa.
He's not that bad. He's not that bad. I can understand you being very bitter.
Actually, Cowboy fans need to be thanking the Raiders right now.
Why is that?
Fourth round, Raiders take Connor Cook.
Oh, that's right.
Cowboys wanted them. had to settle for some guy named Dak Prescott.
So they settled for Prescott.
Cowboys are trying to trade up in front of Oakland to get him, and they didn't pull the trigger. They were hoping he'd fall to them. Raiders took Cook, so, well, okay, we'll take Prescott.
No kidding. I didn't realize that. I knew they were a fourth rounder. I knew he was a fourth rounder. Well, you know, can always.
He was the fallback option.
Well, you can look back at most drafts and find guys like that. I mean, how many people needed a quarterback and passed on Russell Wilson a couple of times?
All of them, including Seattle twice.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, it's just what. How many people passed on Tom Brady six times?
All of them. Well, one team five.
That's right. As evil empire.
No, I'm
got
not
him
happy with the Michigan State quarterbacks right now.
What's the matter? Now, I don't understand what your problem is with the other one.
With Kirk Cousins?
Kirk Cousins.
Survivor pick.
Oh.
Week 17, down 3, interception in the red zone with a minute and a half to go.
Yeah. Yeah. Was he your last?
That was a costly one.
How many were still left?
There were 3 left after me. So we were down to the 4.
Did they split?
The last week. Yeah.
So the 3 split?
It's 3 split.
That was a $500 interception.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, it was.
For entertainment purposes only. No gambling allowed. I was talking for entertainment.
Yeah. Is there something you can actually – can you put money on games?
No.
Okay.
No, that doesn't
– I didn't think you
could. No, that doesn't exist.
Talking in our spreadsheet.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly right. Okay, so you got the Packers knocked off the Giants. That, to me, was the only good game. I watched at least it. It was close through until the pass you talked about.
The Hail Mary at halftime.
The Hail Mary, and then Aaron Rodgers just went crazy at the end. Okay, let's talk Saturday first here.
Actually, before we get into the NFL, and I'm not even trying to be mean, legitimate thoughts on Illinois 3-9. What's the future with Lovie there?
I'm just glad.
Do you have to win next year?
I know you're not trying to be mean, and I do appreciate that, because if you were trying to be mean, you would bring up Illinois basketball right now. The losing terribly to Maryland and Indiana.
They've got
Indiana.
Some bad losses. They're still, what, 11-5?
Yeah, they're still all right. I think Lovie's getting some guys in. I think next year we're probably going to be 3-9 again, but it's going to take a couple of years for him to get some players who can play.
Is Jeff George back at quarterback? Because he was pretty awful.
Yeah. Yeah, it's probably Jeff George.
I wasn't sure how.
Oh, wait a minute. No. We got a JUCO kid.
Oh, do you?
Yeah. Okay. We got a JUCO kid who's like a Cam Newton. We've got Cam Newton Jr. playing quarterback for us next year.
That'd be a heck of a get.
It's a good guy.
Did he sign after Jeff George completed 40% of his passes this year?
Yeah, he signed in. He signed like in December, or he committed anyway. I don't think he's signed yet.
He probably has
signed, because I think he's coming to school right now. I think he's already started. I can't remember his name.
I was really hoping Wes Lunt would have had a better career than what he wound up with.
Well, you see, that's because you know the family. I mean, you watch the kid play high school football.
Just watch the Rochester football.
Yeah. Yeah, well, that sucks. That's too bad. That stinks. All right, you ready to talk NFL now?
Sure.
Okay. Saturday afternoon, first game. See, now this is my favorite weekend of the year. Really it is, because it's the four games. It's Saturday afternoon and Saturday night. I always enjoy watching that Saturday night game. I won't this year. But I always enjoy watching that Saturday night game, because it's dark, it's snowy. And crazy things can happen, just like...
And that game's in New England, so there is a chance.
And that game is in New England, so there's a chance of crazy things happening. It was a Saturday night game when the Rams got knocked out by Carolina the second year. They thought they were going to get into the Super Bowl.
Was that the Jake DeLome Carolina Panthers?
That was the Jake DeLome.
I remember if that was DeLome or Winky.
No, that was DeLome. Yeah. And ended up, I think that was the year that was Super Bowl 37, the Panthers ended up going. And that was a Saturday night. That was, of course, 3 years after the other Saturday night that you'd prefer not to talk about, I presume.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay, there you go.
Some hurtful stuff here for me this morning with the 1988 time capsule with Kirk Gibson Homer.
Sorry about that. Yeah. You were talking about Michigan State players, and they had to play a Michigan State football player on the time capsule thing. Okay, Saturday afternoon, Seattle traveling to Atlanta. Seattle 11-5-1, Atlanta 11-5. All four games are replays, right? Rematches, or three of the four are rematches, I think.
Did Green Bay Dallas play this year?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I know the Houston
beat Atlanta.
Seattle.
No. Was that the one where Atlanta went to Seattle and won, or did they go to the road team won that one, if I remember right?
I believe it was. I'll check it.
Yeah.
But what do you think about this one, though, at this point?
If Earl Thomas was healthy, I'd take Seattle, even on the road.
See, you're a Seattle fan to an extent. Yeah. You're a Russell Wilson fan more than
I mean, Pete Carroll with the USC ties. Love watching Earl Thomas play. Like watching Sherman play.
Where did Earl Thomas go to school?
Earl Thomas was Texas, wasn't he?
Was he Texas? And is he done now? I know he's been talking about it. He's the safety who broke his leg.
Yeah, broke his fibula, if I remember right. I'm pretty sure he's done. CJ Procise is actually trying to practice this week, though.
The running back.
Yeah. Rawls had a great game last week, but I think Procise has more talent.
Atlanta's had a week off to maybe try to get Julio Jones healthy. What's the line on the Seattle-Atlanta game?
It's 4.5 points. Atlanta favored at home.
Atlanta favored by 4.5.
And if you remember right, we did the preseason show here. My preseason pick was New England-Seattle.
Really?
Yeah.
What was mine?
New England-Green Bay,
maybe? Packers, yeah.
I think it was Green Bay.
Yeah. Yeah, hey, we're both still alive.
Yep, got a chance. May not be as dumb as we look.
We both hope we're wrong.
True, although I did take Seattle over New England.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. Okay. Rematch from 2 years ago. We're going to run the ball from the one.
I like that Richard Sherman is still very angry about that. Richard Sherman is still incredibly angry. You don't throw the ball at the one.
Although I did last week, they did throw it from the two and scored a touchdown.
Oh, did they?
Yeah.
All right. So Seattle is
the Richardson where he wrapped the guy around the face mask and caught it one-handed.
That was a good one.
I don't know if that was the worst call or the shove on the Hail Mary. But.
Well, they were saying it should have been interference on both of them on the Richardson play, right?
It was probably more offensive. He did grab him by the face mask.
Yeah. Seattle 4.5 point dog at Atlanta.
I learned from Ric Flair that if you ain't cheating, you ain't trying.
Well, that's exactly right. At least in the NFL playoffs, that's for sure. Well, who are you going to take here? What's your breakdown of this big game?
Brain says Atlanta. Heart says Seattle. Brain would say Seattle too if Earl was healthy. He's that big. He is the key to that defense. But I mean, Michael Bennett can cause some havoc up front. Atlanta's not real strong on the right side of that line. I'm going to go Seattle.
I'm going to go Atlanta. I'm going to take Atlanta.
So you're a smarter man than me.
Well, I don't know about that. I have no reason to root for Seattle like you do, so I'm going to take Atlanta. That's the thing. Anybody with any brains would probably take the healthier team that is at home and playing on surface they like and with a great kicker and in a dome and all that kind of thing. The quarterback that's really, really solid and playing very well this year, and a wide receiver coming back that's outstanding.
Best wide receiver in football.
Best wide receiver in football.
Although I did see, was it Hoskia last week missed an extra point? I saw someone, it was my favorite tweet of the weekend, was Baltimore should be allowed to loan Justin Tucker to a playoff team for a third-round pick.
I like that. That's pretty good. They ought to. Okay. Does Houston have a chance at New England? It's like the biggest line of all time or something.
16.5 points in the second round of the playoffs.
16.5 points, Houston at New England. That's probably not enough, is it? I mean, they already lost by 27.
Is Brock Osweiler player still the quarterback of the Houston Texans?
Brock Osweiler?
It's the same thing. Former Bronco. There's been some disdain for a couple of years.
I was just shocked how Brock Osweiler played last week.
He threw the ball.
Were you surprised? I mean, that's the thing. Brock Osweiler has not been good.
He remembered what color his jersey was.
He threw, and he didn't throw the ball on the ground either.
The one time, it just happened to be against the Raiders.
So can he do it against New England?
No.
Houston's 10-7 going into that. New England 14-2. This is at 7:15 on Saturday night.
You do have to give Bill O'Brien some credit for getting into the playoffs 2 years in a row with the quarterbacks he's had.
Well, now that's true.
Different last year.
That's true.
Went through two and then back to the original one this year.
Yeah.
I mean, that's
who was the second one? Savage and did Yates play?
Yates was gone before
Yates
that.
Yates was gone.
I think it was just Savage. Went through four. Was Hoyer still there last year?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Last year I'm talking about. Yeah. This year is just Osweiler and Savage.
Osweiler, right? Savage, Osweiler.
Yeah.
Neither one of which are any good.
Savage is good. Well, no.
How early is it? It's not even noon yet, Bruce.
I'm drinking the cough syrup. 8:15 Saturday night. Do they have a chance? Tell me they've got a chance. You haven't given your pick yet.
No, like I said, I'll be wearing my.
Oh, by the way, we didn't pick. I didn't. You took Seattle to win, so you're picking Seattle to cover anyway.
4.5.
I'm gonna take Atlanta covering in that earlier ball game. I think Atlanta wins by a touchdown.
That's probably the smart money.
I think Atlanta wins by
Seattle's
a touchdown.
Defense isn't what Seattle's defense.
Houston at New England is 16.5 points. New England's
Houston can cover. Their defense is legit.
Is Gronkowski healthy?
No.
Or he's out,
he's
right?
He's out. He's done.
Didn't they have surgery or something like
the
that?
The black unicorn, Martellus Bennett.
That's right. Okay.
Which is one of my favorite nicknames in the NFL.
He loves it.
I think he gave it to himself.
Yeah, he did. Let's see. But the thing is, Edelman's healthy, and Chris Hogan's catching passes for something. That's
the other thing with O'Brien. He's done this.
There's another reason to root for Houston because they got Whitney Mercilus.
16.5 sacks his senior year. Or was it junior year? He came out early.
Junior year. 9 forced fumbles.
Out of nowhere, too. I remember that year.
Yeah, it was great. Houston.
Brian Cushing, too.
Yeah. Houston. Oh, well, is he playing?
Yeah.
I thought he's hurt. Okay. I'm not taking Houston. I'm not an idiot. No way. No way. Nobody in their right mind takes Houston given 16.
We drink,
New England's that much better.
We're at least functional.
We're both taking New England to win and cover. It's 9:40. We'll be back. We're going to talk about Sunday's games. You are listening to the Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390 and WFIW-FM Fairfield. Back after these. Good morning, folks. Welcome back to the Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390 and WFIW-FM Fairfield, Illinois. Appreciate you tuning in this morning. It's 9:45, 54 degrees on the way up to about 55. The rain has started. Hope you are able to stay dry and stay out of the rain, as it's supposed to rain most of the day, most of the next 2 or 3, 4, 5, 6 days. So, good luck. Enjoy. Stay inside, watch football. That's what I'm saying. All right, Sunday's games. Number 3, Pittsburgh, 12-5 at number 2, Kansas City, 12-4. This will be the afternoon game starting at noon. Huh?
My bitter bowl.
The bitterness. You are so bitter about both of these, aren't you?
And I wasn't even born in the 70s, and I still hate the Steelers. I was born in 78, but didn't even watch football in the
70s. Well, you don't like the Steelers because they beat Seattle in the Super Bowl.
That too, but I'm still bitter over the 70s.
Are you really?
Yeah. Raiders are the best team of the 70s. They beat Pittsburgh I don't know how many times in the regular season.
Yeah, they lose
never
in
the playoffs.
Never got them in the playoffs. That's right.
Cheaters.
Why are you bitter over Kansas City? Because they beat
the division rival.
They were, okay, all right.
Chiefs and the Broncos. Never really hated the Chargers. I can't explain why, other than, I guess, for most of my childhood, they weren't relevant.
Stan well, Humphrey, see, now were you, it was already line. Over for the Dan
Yeah,
the
I missed
Dan
the Dan
Fouts.
That was I was young, but so he was probably the quarterback when I became a Raider fan. But.
Yeah. And, well, Stan Humphries was a stud.
Not really.
He went to Super Bowl.
He did do that, didn't he, once? Yeah. Lost it.
Lost it.
Badly.
Terrifically badly.
Was that? That was Redskins, wasn't it?
No, that was Niners.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, Niners won like 45 to 10 or something.
Niners had some decent teams.
Niners have had some okay teams. All right, 3 Pittsburgh versus 2 Kansas City. What's the line here at Kansas City at noon? It's a pick 'em. Looking at decent weather for Kansas City as opposed to last week when it would have been super cold. Pick 'em, really.
Yeah, -125 KC, +105 for Pittsburgh, but they're pick 'em on spread.
Well, I know where I'm going, but
I'm
surprised.
I think we're different on this one.
Yeah, you're going to take Pittsburgh, aren't you?
No, I'm taking Kansas City.
You're going to take Kansas City? Well, I've changed my mind. I was going to go Kansas City. You and I were talking a little bit ago, the more I've sat here and thought about it, I don't care if Ben Roethlisberger's faking. I mean, he's
a guy that's going to play up his injuries to make it look good when he does well.
Yeah, but Andy Reid is a great coach when given a week to work on somebody. Pretty good coach when given a week to work on.
What is he, 14-1 in his last 15 bye week? You know,
yeah, it's just amazing. Other than the Super Bowl,
he's
they got
the opposite
beat.
Of Les Miles. Sally said, I never pretend to gamble on bowl games.
He eats everything else, just not grass. Is that what you're saying?
No, just in bowl games, you never know who's going to be motivated, who does well with a month off,
right?
Except for if you give Les Miles a month to figure out how to screw something up, he will.
Is he going to get a job?
I was hoping it was going to be Illinois.
You stop. You just stop right there. I like Lovie. Come on. Lovie's good.
Les is going to land somewhere. I just don't know where.
They thought he was going to Minnesota.
And then they were talking about back to Michigan and if Harbaugh went back to the NFL. But
that job's still open that they were talking Harbaugh, wasn't it? Where were they talking about
when
him?
What was that?
It was the Rams.
That's right. Back to L.A.
Yeah, it was the Rams. Okay. Yeah, I got to tell you.
I did see they requested to interview Sean Payton coming off 3 straight 7-9 seasons.
Yeah, and he said.
After they just fired Mr. 7-9.
That's just great. Alex Smith is healthy.
Yeah, were we actually picking Andy Reid and Alex Smith?
We're picking Andy Reid and Alex Smith. Well, it's because Spencer Ware at running back is healthy, and he's running all over the place.
Is Justin Houston healthy? I can't remember.
It's Charkandrick or West is probably backing him up, isn't he?
Yeah, Justin Houston's the difference maker on defense, though.
Oh, he went out, the Raiders game on Thursday night, right?
He missed the first half of the year and then came back. I mean, he is their best defensive player, too. He's a kid that would have been a first-round pick.
Well, he went out against the Raiders on that Thursday night game, didn't he?
I'm trying to look that up real quick while we're talking.
Well, in Pittsburgh, I like Antonio Brown, and you know that they're going to hand it off to Le'Veon Bell over and over and over and over, but I just don't think they'll – I think they'll just – is he healthy?
Yeah, Houston and Ware both good to go, according to Reed on Monday.
All right, well,
Justin Houston's the difference maker. He's probably, if you take away Khalil Mack and Von Miller, he's probably the best edge rusher in football.
Yeah, he's really, really good.
He had, 20 sacks last year before he got hurt.
Yeah. I'm going to take Kansas City. Well, see, we don't have to go against the spread since it's a pick, so yeah, I'm taking Kansas City. You're taking Kansas City? You think it's close?
I do. I mean, it's a pick'em game that's a legitimate pick'em game.
Yeah. Probably that's the thing. This game, this weekend's games, for the most part, should be better than last.
I will say, I was looking at prop bets for Super Bowl odds, and Kansas City's probably the best value.
Oh, really?
They're +825.
Wow.
538 gives them a 15% chance of winning it all, which is the same as Dallas, better than Atlanta, better than and Green Bay and Pittsburgh.
Well,
they've
got to go to New England to win, though.
True.
What's the New England?
That's why it's +825.
What is New England? What's New England?
+165.
Jeez.
And they're 35% chance on the 538 prediction model.
Well, I can understand that too. All right, big game Sunday afternoon. We've both settled on Kansas City. I'm taking. I've already taken Atlanta. You're taking Seattle.
Which network gets this one?
This is
they
Fox.
Hit the gold mine.
This
with
is
the
Fox.
Ratings bonanza with
this
Green
is Fox.
Bay Dallas.
This is Aikman and Buck. Aikman, Joe Buck, Aaron Andrews.
Thankfully, not Phil Sims.
Thankfully, not Phil Sims. He's doing Saturday night.
Yeah,
he's got the. Phil Sims has the big game on Saturday night.
Be nice if he was on the New England Houston game.
It's when he's on.
Yeah, so I'd keep him off Seattle.
It's CBS on Saturday night. Saturday afternoon is Fox as well, but that'll be the other one. Yeah, Cowboys. Okay, Cowboys versus Green Bay. Green Bay 11-6, but on a 7-game winning streak, and Dallas 13-3, who have had a 10-game winning streak this year. something like
led
that.
Led by a couple of rookies.
Yeah.
Although, I say led by, that offensive line leads that team. Three all-pro players up front. I mean, it's similar to the Nate Allen, or not, Nate Newton, Larry
Nate
Allen.
Newton, Larry
yeah.
Allen, yeah.
I mean, they're that in that class. Tyrone Smith's probably the best left tackle in football. Frederick's probably the best center in football.
2 years after one of the most controversial playoff endings in NFL history, Cowboys fans are still slightly bitter.
He didn't catch it.
About a certain call that didn't go their way. If you didn't remember, it's the Dez Bryant.
At the goal line.
At the goal line. They did, in Lambeau, they didn't give him the catch.
That's what I always joke about, the about pro football being my favorite game show you see on TV. You get to play What Is a Catch?
That was a catch. You got to say that was a catch.
Calvin's was more of a catch.
Calvin Johnson against
they
the Bears.
Calvin rule for a reason.
It's the Calvin rule for a reason. Yeah, that was a catch too. It's going to be a lot of fun. And when the Packers, they throw out, folks throw out all kinds of statistics, like the Packers and against the Cowboys in the playoffs. The Cowboys are what, 9-1 or 9-2, something like that. And the only losses.
A lot of those games are in Green Bay.
Yeah. I don't know. This is a good ball game.
I think so. I think the two Sunday games are the two best games of the weekend.
Yeah. Yeah. You're probably right. What's your analysis? What are you thinking here,
Ryan? I think Dallas is going to be able to run on them. Green Bay's defense is a little banged up. And the offensive line is the difference.
You think Dallas runs dictates time, clock, and they're able to keep Rodgers off the field, maybe?
Which they're going to have to, because I remember, I think my favorite tweet I saw this week, talking about the MVP, which we didn't discuss that. Who's your MVP this year? Is it Matt Ryan?
We'll get to it. Let's finish
that. Tom Brady?
Oh, no, it's not Tom Brady. I'm not voting Tom Brady for
But no, I'm taking catcher. I'm taking Dallas to win that one at home, dictating the pace.
You kind of have
That's
to.
Something Clemson talked about last night. They thought if they could get to 80 plays, they could compete with Alabama. This is going to be kind of similar. Where
they got the 99.
They got the 99 plays.
Yeah.
After
and it still took them 98 plays. It was the 98th play to win. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, because 99th would have been the kneel down.
Yeah. What's the word on Jordy Nelson? Have we heard about his ribs yet? Is Jordy going to play?
Is he off the tractor?
I don't know. See, now that's the thing.
Two fractured ribs.
I thought he had broken ribs whenever he got hit straight in the pad and you still break ribs. That is a shot.
I'm wondering if that's a danger or if that's a pain tolerance thing. I would think two cracked ribs, depending on where they're at and what organs they're near.
Well, they're on the left side, so they'd be near the lungs. And
McCarthy did not have a lot of optimism about receiver Jordy Nelson's chances of playing Sunday, and he has been the difference maker in that offense once he got healthy the second half of the year.
Yeah, well, even though he didn't play, maybe we're going to talk. Could the hero then next week, next Sunday afternoon, be the gigantic Illini?
Gigantic Illini.
Geronimo Allison, man. He's an Illini. I'm telling you.
Don't even remember him.
He played last year.
That says something about him.
He was a Illini last year. Geronimo Allison. He's going to be basically the guy that he caught a couple of catches after Nelson went out the other day.
Here's what I like about Green Bay's offense is the surge in the second half. They did it without a running back. They said, okay, Ty Montgomery.
And he got hurt, too.
You go stand next to him. Which, Christine Michaels always had a ton of talent. He's just
I'm with you. I'm going to take the pack. Or I'm going to take the Cowboys.
Especially with
it's because
Jordy
the Packers are hurt. Because the Packers are hurt. Otherwise, I think the Cowboys.
Going back.
I think the rookies falter, but since Jordy's hurt.
Okay, now MVP voting.
All right.
Tylene Matt Ryan.
David Carr. Derek Carr, pardon me, not David Carr. How about Derek Carr?
I would like to see that, but no. I mean, even as a...
Well, you're asking me who's going to win or who I'd vote for.
Who would you vote for?
I'd vote for Derek Carr.
Okay, now who's going to win?
If you counted the first week of the playoffs, you'd probably give it to Rodgers. But since they vote before that, probably Ryan.
I think Matt Ryan gets it.
Yeah, I think you're right.
And that's who I'd probably vote for as well. Andrew Brandt had the best line on that because I don't know who the MVP is, but I wouldn't trade Aaron Rodgers for him.
That's probably true. All right, we've then summarize. We've got we're both taking you're taking.
Did I take all four home teams? No, I took Seattle.
I'm taking Atlanta.
Seattle with an asterisk. No, I'm taking.
We both took Kansas City. We both took New England, and we both took the Cowboys.
Yep.
Well, we'll know who's going to win the weekend on Saturday.
Yeah.
First game. What else did you want to mention? We've got 1 minute for high school basketball.
Well, big game tonight.
Big game tonight.
1A matchup after Wayne City's had two of those.
Wayne City, are they one of the class 1A rankings, AP rankings, aren't they getting?
AP, they're not. There's that Facebook group that they're ranked in. Max Preps has them ranked in the top 10, but that's also because it looks like they beat Fairfield, Pennsylvania by 20-some.
Oh, really?
Because of that Fairfield JV win in the tournament.
Yeah.
So that's all computer rankings. So. Yeah.
I'm really interested to see how well they play against Seth Ramsey tonight.
The Wes Welker of Southern Illinois basketball.
That's exactly right. Seth Ramsey, folks, plays for Gallatin County. And if you're a Wayne City fan going to that ball game tonight, look forward to that.
Yeah, he's my favorite player to watch at Southern Illinois. I hope he does nothing tonight.
No kidding. Let's hope for the same thing. Hey, Brian, thank you so much for coming on the show today.
Good to be on.
That's the Bruce Dickey Show for today. Folks, got the sheriff coming on tomorrow. You have a great day. Talk to y'all real soon.